Wouldn't it be nice to get a check from your electric utility instead of a bill? That's exactly what happens to the homeowners around the country whose solar-powered houses generate more electricity than they use over the course of the year. Reporter Tom Bonsi of Here and Now contributor Northwest News Network visited a super-efficient development outside Seattle.
Something unusual happened after I arrived at Karen Weekly and Brian Bell's townhouse in Issaquah, Washington. The sun came out from behind the clouds. It got brighter in this couple's airy living room, and then their electric meter started running backwards.
So right now, our energy meter is showing negative 3,800 watts about, which that's because the solar panels on our roof are generating that electricity.
Brian Bell says his two-bedroom, two-bath home includes many energy and water-saving features. Much of the year, the rooftop solar array generates more electricity than he and his wife consume. The surplus goes back to the power company.
For this year, we got $1,100 for a check for selling our energy back to the grid. So.
Wow.
That was very nice.
And it's better than the project developer's goal of netting out to zero, meaning the complex would generate as much electricity as it uses over the course of a year. Hence the development's name, Z-Home. The 10 highly insulated units around a courtyard came on the market in 2011. It took a while to reach full occupancy during the recovery from the recession and because of above-average sticker prices for the townhomes. But the demonstration project now has a track record that can be examined. Built Green program manager Leah Misick did an analysis for the local Home Builders Association.
Originally, Z-Home was lauded as the first net-zero energy townhome complex in the country, but that was based on energy models, not actual occupant behavior, which, of course, you don't know until a few years later. So we managed to get that data and analyze it, which is a pretty rare thing, and we were really happy to find that Z-Home, in fact, did meet its expectations.
This project was subsidized with free land by the city of Issaquah to inspire home builders to aim higher. So did it catalyze more super green building? I asked Misick's boss at the Builders Association, Aaron Adelstein.
We are seeing a lot more projects of this type. Maybe not with this number of units and with this depth of green, but we're seeing a lot of projects using technologies that were used here in more mainstream speculative projects.
The first-time homeowners who showed me their place near Seattle say they didn't set out to buy a green home, but are glad they did. Karen Weekly says,
we have loved it since we came in. We've had no buyer's remorse for a moment yet, which I think is unusual and great with a new homeowner.
Online maps show where net zero homes have been built. They're mainly concentrated in affluent pockets of the West Coast, Upper Midwest, and Northeast. And right now, they represent just a tiny fraction of new construction. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.